I always give this example in classes. It's kind of funny. We would love to get rid of some people in the movie of our life, and sometimes they're family members. Sometimes they're family members, and it's a little harder to, you know, kind of eliminate them because they're really placed there for a very specific reason, to teach you, to show you something that is related to your spiritual work. And once you figure that out, by the way, you allow that other person to elevate from that place that they're at. So...
Absolutely. What Rachel said, as soon as you figure it out, two things happen. You go to a new movie, and also in that new movie, there's a better version of them, which means that they were forced to elevate. We can elevate people by just figuring out. And I like that Rachel said figuring out, because we're not here to try to transform everything right away. When you become conscious, and you connect the dots and make the connection, Kabbalistically, you've elevated.
Yeah, because once you're aware, you know, you're the one with more consciousness. So you have the responsibility, like I said, to figure it out. And therefore, it's like you both kind of go up. And then, you know, he might go bother somebody else, hopefully.
So here's a practical way of also approaching relationships on a deeper level. Let's say it is a family member. Let's say it's a partner, somebody you live with and you have a romantic relationship with. Inevitably, you both will have challenges with each other. What do you do? Of course, without getting into the proactive confrontation aspect of it, find quiet time to really ask within your soul and to ask the Creator, what is my partner reflecting in me? What are they mirroring in me? What is it that they're doing? Try to go deep. Maybe they're being dishonest. It's not that you're dishonest in the same way he or she is dishonest, but maybe you're dishonest with yourself. Maybe their dishonesty is really just a lack of care, and you have lack of care. You have lack of care maybe with your employees, with your colleagues, with your children. If you keep searching it and you really want to know, you will connect the dots. And the second part of it is, if you want to get to your next movie, instead of judging them, pray for them. This is a whole new concept when it comes to relationships, praying for your partner. Not praying that they'll change, but praying that they'll have the energy and strength to be the best version of themselves. Because if I pray for somebody to change, I'm really saying, I don't want to work on myself. I just want them to change. You're not allowed to do that. That's bread of shame. You're skipping the process. Pray for them to find their light and pray that you can connect the dots and find what the mirror is within you.